Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome back to our next installment of our minisode series for season 20. And with this being our 20th anniversary season, we of course are trying to do some surprises and some giveaways etc. throughout the season, and you may have already heard, but we are now opening up a free tier of Patreon for a trial period throughout the month of June, and it's the highest tier available on Patreon, meaning you will gain access not only to everything ad-free and before it's released on the main feed, but also to the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites. Once your trial is up, if you no longer wish to continue, then no harm, no foul. We literally just want to give people an experience of our community that we've built over there, and hopefully you will get a taste of that during that trial period. You just need to head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And be aware, you cannot do that through the iOS app at the moment. You have to go right to the website, be it on your mobile or on a laptop, to that page, patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But with that said, we have the small matter, or not so small matter, of this week's minisode, which will precede Friday's mid-season episode of The Dark Paranormal, which, believe me, is one not to be missed. And that's not to take anything at all away from the encounter you're about to hear about. So, without further ado, settle in, relax, as we present to you this week's Dark Minisode. And this minisode has came in from Anonymous, who writes: Hi Kevin and the Dark Paranormal listeners. Before I get into my very weird story, I just want to state that I love your podcast and love everything about this community. Anyways, I kind of want to get into things because introductions are boring. I'm going to keep my name hidden and change the names of other people in the story because I think some people I know listen to your podcast, and I'm not ready to have that conversation with them just yet. I'm an 18-year-old girl who only speaks in slang, if that's what you want to call it, and therefore some of my spelling or word choices may be horrendous, for which I apologise. However, I suppose that doesn't matter, as this story is coming from my perspective, and I want to portray things how I did during my experience with the paranormal. This is Kev jumping in right now to say that is the sort of introduction I love, because they get it. We do not want someone to embellish or fabricate anything about their story, and we do not care in the slightest about your grammar or how you put things across. We want your raw, unfiltered, unamended for public ears version of events, the event that you experienced, as close as possible to how you experienced it. So thank you, Anonymous, for that introduction, and hopefully you might have inspired people out there who feel their writing style, etc., has put them off from sending their experiences in. We do not care if you can spell, if your sentences aren't fully coherent. We want your experience. Your level of education does not mean you did not encounter a paranormal or terrifying experience. And before we go back to the experience, very quickly you can find out how to submit your experience in the show notes. But I continue. First of all, some backstory to me. Ever since I was little, I've always loved horror movies, and I mean obsessed with them. I was very interested in the idea of the Ouija board, haunted houses and objects. Oh yeah, the key word in that is idea. Now, my experience dates to Halloween 2022. I'd gone to a party, and as a 16-year-old girl, you can imagine what we were getting up to. The party ended, so my three friends and I went back to stay at, let's say, Chloe's house. Something to note, Chloe and I were only recent friends, so this was my first time to go to her house. I slept there and was woken by a brutal hangover and sought out the bathroom. As I walked out of the bathroom, I turned down the hallway and was absolutely mortified to see her grandma down the other end of it. She was facing the window and wore a blue nightgown. I quickly ran to the bathroom, avoiding any conversation, did my business in the toilet, and returned to the room swiftly, not looking up from the floor, so to avoid another awkward conversation without Chloe beside me. I spoke to Chloe about how sorry I was and how embarrassed I felt to come to her home in such a god-awful state, especially whilst her grandma was at home. She then replied saying that wasn't her grandma. And in fact, it was the old lady that used to live there before them, and actually passed away in the house. Well, my face dropped. I refused to believe it. No fucking way. I just saw my first spirit ever. It was such a clear figure, it had to be a real person. Well, so I thought. I was so mind-boggled that I forced her to take me round the whole of the house, just to prove she wasn't lying. And she wasn't lying. Because of this one incident, this was the start of my intense fixation on the paranormal. Or, more specifically, the use of the Ouija board. Chloe, you could describe as a Timu witch. Yeah, she did witchy things like tarot cards, she had an insane crystal collection, and done forms of manifestation. But she didn't delve into that hardcore witch stuff, you could say. She did introduce me to the pendulum. She explained that you could speak to the dead. And that immediately sparked alarm bells in my head. But like a moth to a flame, as they say. That year, my stepmom passed away. Her and I did not get along, and I never got to say goodbye. And that was something that always kind of stuck with me. Chloe then offered to use the pendulum to speak with her. I agreed. And I spoke with her through asking questions with yes and no replies. I even asked a question only she would know the answer to. And after some crying from me, we decided to pack it away and eventually go to our own separate homes. Now, I know you don't have to formally say goodbye whilst using a pendulum, but cleansing it and other methods of closing that door that separates the dead from us is something that needs to be done, at least in my belief. The following days, three out of the girls, including myself, got deathly sick. But the one friend who left before we messed around with that pendulum did not. Yes, that could be coincidence. But I don't think it is. Over the following month span, we got the worst luck in the world. Especially me. I met my ex at the time, which later on would destroy me, and got me caught by the cops for smoking. Let me just say that month was awful. During this month, we agreed it had to be the pendulum. I also experienced sleep paralysis for the first time, which was terrifying. A figure would rest its arms on top of my mirror and watch me sleep, saying threatening things to me. Crazily enough, that was not even the worst of it. That's why I'm not going to go into too much detail about it. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
During this era, it eventuated to the year 2023, and as punishment for my cop run-in, I was sent to a therapist. However, she wasn't any type of therapist. She practiced safe witch magic, and did a lot of helping rituals. She was incredible. As soon as I met her, she gave me a hug, and without any knowledge of the most recent events, she said I had something attached to me. Well, this relieved me, as I was going insane. But it also terrified me. She cleansed me with some sage and explained safe ways to use tarot cards, etc. I didn't listen and got myself into some pretty dark stuff, such as the aforementioned Ouija board. After completely ignoring the advice from someone as professional as my hippie therapist, as teenagers do, I entered my Ouija board era. I would play with the same friends as the ones I went to the party with. We would always go to my house and muck around on that board for hours on end. We got some pretty good conversations with spirits. None of them would say how they died, however, which was odd. We spoke with both good and bad spirits, and some impersonating as good. The question we would always ask was, give us a sign. God, that question pisses me off as of right now. Not only did we always ask it, it led to many creepy happenings. The next series of happenings that happened whilst using the board was one occasion I was scratched, like I physically saw a scratch form on my hand. A little figurine in my room rotated 180 degrees. And of course, there were plenty of little knocks here and there. Now, some occasions, we never said goodbye. Or we would allow the spirit to give us a sign once their game was over. Basically allowing them, or it, to have access to us whilst not playing the game. Stupid, right? One night, I heard scratching and meowing at my door. Well, this wasn't odd, as I had a cat, and I thought it was her. I rose up from bed to see her on the end of my bed, fast asleep. I then realised whatever the F that thing was not my cat, and no way in hell I was opening that bedroom door. Nearly every night, I would hear knocking from my cupboard and whispers of my name. For some reason, I could never tell what gender was talking. It got to a point where my mum was hearing loud knocks on her door every night. Of course, she'd get up to check, and nothing. She'd go back to bed, and bang, bang, bang. Whatever this thing was, it was taunting us. It got to the point where I always felt like I was being watched, and I constantly saw little dark figures darting across my room, always from the corner of my eyes. Two major Ouija board incidents that have left me speechless follow. One, when I was at my friend's house and we were in her spare room. We all sat on the bed and began whilst talking to this thing. We had asked for a sign and it said to wait. Of course, this annoyed us. But time passed and nothing. No sound, no movement, nothing. A keynote while we were playing was that my friend the entire time was looking for her phone. She kept asking where the phone was and making some big deal out of it. Eventually, she came to the realization she had left it in the lounge room, so she stopped looking for it. After some time, we decided to end that game. I got up first to leave the room to use the bathroom. As I went to open the door, I got this cold shiver when opening the door. It only lasted a second, but I looked down and on the opposite of the door, her phone was lying on the floor, drained of battery and cold to the touch. We were the only ones in that house, and it was a hot summer. So there was no explanation for that phone to be freezing cold or how I felt a cold breeze when exiting. The other story was when I was at a friend's house and we were in their kitchen just talking when I saw a black outline in the doorway. I felt this masculine presence, but it wasn't nice. I don't know how to describe it, and it was only there for a split second. Returning home, I just couldn't get it out of my head, so I went to the Ouija board. Whilst playing, I heard a whisper into my ear of a raspy male voice, and a shiver ran down my back. But I wasn't scared. The board kept going, no, 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 basically which meant stop playing. I believe her grandpa was protecting me that day. And ever since that day, which was early 2024, I've not touched that board since. I know my story isn't scary, but anyways, that's basically it. I have many more stories, and I apologise if this seems like multiple stories put together. Thank you so much for listening. This all had such a big impact on my life, And I'm so glad that there is a platform where I can tell my experience and not be afraid to be judged. Today, I use tarot cards, all the other classified witch stuff in safe practice, and I stay the hell away from Ouija boards. Thank you, Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, thank you, both for being the voice of reason at the beginning and also for your tremendous and highly scary experience. I was almost a bit aghast when you said, "I'm sorry, this isn't scary." Especially the part regarding your sleep paralysis experience. I fully expected, as I'm sure all our listeners did, that you were going to say there was someone on your chest, you couldn't breathe, etc. But the idea that wasn't the case, and there was a shadowy figure with their elbows leant on a piece of furniture, threatening you, is an image I've been unable to shake. Now, the Ouija board is one of those things for me I sway back and forth with. I would never ever suggest anyone to do it, and not because I think you'll be possessed, etc., because I think it can be very damaging to your mental health, from a purely non-paranormal way. Our mind likes to tell us stories that fit a narrative. And if that narrative is you're possessed, many people will fall victim to that. And I think that knowledge has been long known. I think that's why even skeptics say they wouldn't do a Ouija board. But on the flip side, although we know scientifically, we are moving that pendulum. We're doing it subconsciously, with the ideomotor effect. You could argue the toss to say, what's controlling your subconscious to move that pendulum? If your subconscious is so malleable, it could take suggestions from anywhere. Who says those suggestions are all from the sentient people around you? And if the Ouija board is indeed the bridge between the living and the dead, then why aren't we studying that scientifically? But, Anonymous, thank you for your experience, and thank you for this week's Dark Minisode. If you haven't done so already on the audio format, wherever you listen to these shows, then please hit subscribe so that you never miss an episode, because we have our mid-season episode coming up, and I'd hate for you to miss it. In the meantime, stay safe and take care.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.